As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, buddy, it is Friday. It is Friday. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks. And it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. I like to think of it as show me the facts, show me the law, show me your evidence. But we do have breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of that. Welcome to the Friday, August the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and we're going to talk about some solutions today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Always like to get your emails. Got plenty of them this week, that's for sure. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri. And a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Please make a note of that number. You can also find that on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. So there you go. All that. Precious metals, commodities, stocks, and crude oil rises. The U.S. dollar index falls. That's almost a mantra. We could just put that into my cut, copy, and paste bin, I suppose. H.R. 2454, I haven't forgotten about it. A lot of people have. The Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, we're going to discuss that a little bit today. Reforestation, we're going to talk about that. Man's role in changing the face of the earth. If we have time, we'll go back there. We'll speak about political party conventions. We'll broaden our scope of understanding with that as well. And, of course, we will take your calls and much, much more on the plate for today. Let's go to those market reports for Friday, August the 28th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up $8.70 so far in the morning at $956.90 an ounce. Silver up 46 cents, trading at $14.73 an ounce. Platinum also up $4 at $1,245 an ounce, and palladium was up as well. All the precious metals were up this morning, up a buck at $286 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, 948.30 for a low, 963.40 for a high. You can see quite a spread developing there. At $956.90, your gold year-to-year has increased in value, or the U.S. dollar has decreased in value, depending on how you view it, but your gold is up $123.30 an ounce, bringing you a 14.79% return on your very wise investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the AM Gold Fix, set at $950.75 an ounce. And again, remember that that London Gold Fix, that's the members of the London Gold Market Fixing Limit. Well, we'll talk about them on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Peer
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethane. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three full Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We definitely come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We started into the market reports in the first segment of today's broadcast. We'll pick it up again. We found gold up $8.70 in New York as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading at $956.90. Silver was up 46 cents, trading at $14.73. Both platinum and palladium were up as well. We just stopped at the point where we discussed the London gold fix. You know, I'll give you this little tip again. So much of this market, it's just like going into the, might as well be out in Las Vegas or something, I don't know, casino. But the members of the London Gold Market Fixing Limited, that's a business, folks, the London Gold Market Fixing Limited, been around for a long time, various different holders there. Used to have a lot of the Rothschild sitting on that. But anyway, today they consist of Barclays Capital, Scotia Mocatta, the Deutsche Bank, Societe Generale, and HSBC Investment Banking Group. And the fix is carried out twice a day at 10:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. London local time via telephone by the five members. And so, understand, it's just like the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. You've got more hands involved in this place than is even reasonable to think of this as a market-driven or market factors or anything else like that. I don't know. You must have a better Ouija board than I do. I've got a little bit of fog on my crystal ball. I don't see this as anything other than a rigged house. However, with the gold and silver and platinum and palladium, these are things that you can actually have in your possession. And at the end of the day, when the rest of the house burns down, if you're wise enough to get out the back door with some of this, you might be able to restart your life somewhere else, either in the United States or around the world, because the gold, the silver, the platinum, and the palladium have value no matter where you go. And so there you go. Let's go into the rest of this then again. Yesterday on the 27th, on Thursday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 37 at 9,580. The NASDAQ was up 3 at 2,028. The S&P was up 3 at 1,031. What any of that means, we'll have to discover and discuss on another broadcast. Crude oil up 27 cents, trading at $72.76 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. The USDX trading off, should be more clear there, get my diction working properly, off 7 cents, trading at $77.98. $77.98, that's 7 basis points, I should say. In the foreign exchange rates, again, in basis points, looking at that, up 47 basis points. And the Canadian dollar trading at 92 cents. The Mexican peso off 27 basis points at 8 cents. Now, it's still there. You look at the multiplier. You can go up on www.kitco.com. You can find a very good chart there that will help you to work your way through this math so that you understand how all of this works. The foreign exchange rates, the systems, how all that process functions. You can go back and look at the archives for Become Vocal Local. Go back a couple of months. We had 2 or 3 days where we went through a very steady process of explaining just exactly what foreign exchange is all about and why it's important, why we need to pay attention to it. Some people trade in these currencies, but no matter where you go in the world, if you're doing business, you're going to have to exchange your currency at the border, so to speak, as you bring products, goods, or yourself in and out of countries. And so, the Canadian dollar, again, trading at 92 cents U.S., the Mexican peso at 8 cents, but this multiplier is the important part. The Mexican peso this morning, the multiplier is 13.2650. 13.2650. And it's off 27 basis points. And so it's come down, but it really still doesn't change the dollar amount, the 8 cent mark, appreciably. Only when you get out into millions and millions of units, if you're selling a whole cargo container vessel full of Mexican products into the U.S. or a trainload, then it starts to add up. These little teeny points after the decimal start to really make cents, dollars and cents in a hurry if you can. Up four basis points. The euro moves to $1.44. The British pound is up 43 basis points, trading at $1.63. Now, if you've been following the broadcast, you notice that both the euro and the British pound and the Canadian dollar and the Swiss franc, which we'll talk about next, have been moving up steadily as the U.S. dollar index, the value of the U.S. dollar, again, a basket of currencies, goes down. So we put together this little basket of currencies as being pertinent, really, to us generally. But the U.S. dollar index, if you'll do a web browser search on that, you can find lots of information that'll tell you all about that and why it's important. Again, all of the stuff that we put out here on the broadcast is this market report every morning. These are indicators. It's like taking the pulse on the market. I'm not here to advise you to buy gold or silver or stocks or bonds or any of this stuff. This is just kind of like a no-spin market report. So, again, however, the British pound up 43 basis points, trading at $1.63 U.S. You'd have to take $1.63 to an exchange bank and buy your euros or your British pounds or your Mexican pesos or your Canadian dollars. In the Swiss franc, 95 cents. Now, that's moving up quite well. It's moved up about 4 cents since I started adding it to our list here. But it's going up. That means the purchasing value of the dollar in Switzerland is going down. They view it as a declining revenue. Anyway, in the bond market, yields, the two-year at 1.06%, the 10-year at 3.52, and the 30-year at 4.29. And again, in the bonds, you can go in and do some searches on that and gain some understanding. So when all of this financial nonsense is discussed on a regular basis, that you might have a little bit of clue what's being said. In the mortgage markets, everybody can just about wrap their mind around the concept of taking out a mortgage, buying a house on a mortgage. Well, the 15-year mortgage is still moving down. 1 month ago, it was at 483. Now it's at 472. So that's not a whole lot, but when you figure it out over 15 years and $1 million house, it adds up in a hurry. The 30-year mortgage down at 3.97% from 4.39% just a month ago. So, again, that's the market report. Do with it as you will. We just put it out for your understanding, and hopefully you appreciate the time we take putting that together for you every day. Here's a little bit more market news, quite a bit of it. Been having guests 3 days a week lately, and I hope you've all been enjoying our visits with Vicki Davis and Daryl Everhart and learning a little bit about the IT high-tech end of things, the computer programming end of things as it applies to this new world order. And also, I hope you can understand and appreciate where Daryl Everhart comes from when he brings to your attention some of the great atrocities that have been committed over the years by the Roman Catholic Church and its Jesuits and the Vatican and so on and so forth. So, putting all things in perspective, we'll be back right after this break. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Prime Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Prime Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we're back once again and going to Commodity Online for a little bit of news out of Mumbai, India, that is. The announcement of the India Foreign Trade Policy for 2009 through 2014 for the gems and jewelry sector comes, this author writes, at the right hour. The industry is already reveling at the 9% growth in the gold jewelry section for the month of July, and India's Commerce Minister Anand Sharma has decided to neutralize duty incidents on gold jewelry exports so that duty drawback on such exports can be allowed. The industry had been requesting and demanding to ease the export procedures since long, and at last it has been made available. Ordinarily, I'll go through and edit these various articles from the East to make them a little bit more listener-friendly, but I'm just giving it to you straight from the horse's mouth this morning. What's all that got to do about anything? Well, we talk about from time to time on the market report right here the impact, really, that India has on the gold market. We've also covered the Dubai jewelry market as well, and looking at China as partners in all of this, too. If they are consuming most of the gold that's produced on the planet, then we should be watching those that have the greatest opportunity to influence the gold price market. So, anyway, again, the announcement of the India Foreign Trade Policy for 2009 and 2014 for the gems and jewelry gold sector, they say, comes at the right hour. It's going to be a little bit easier to move gold in and out and diamonds and other kinds of stones in and out of India. So that means that as more product moves in and out, we might see that reflected in the price of gold, silver, and other commodities. Rajesh Mata, the chairman of Rajesh Exports Limited, a leading gold jewelry exporter from India, says this. Here's his quote. "This is the most welcome step taken for the industry. By deciding on all these, a lot of export procedural hassles have been saved, and an exporter can heave a sigh of relief by exporting any time he wants. Life has been made easy in a major way." In another SOP for the industry and to make India a diamond international trading hub, it has been planned to establish diamond bourses in key centers like Ahmedabad or something like that, Surat, Kolkata, and Hyderabad. Couldn't they name that like something like Cleveland or Chicago? The one in Mumbai is nearing completion. So these diamond bourses, all right, places, centers for trading diamonds. "Diamond bourses," continues here in a quote, "will bring in the much-needed growth in the industry as ours is one of the most booming market. India and China are the only markets in the world which have shown double-digit growth in the recent times, and establishing bourses will definitely consolidate the business further. The market is slightly stagnated currently, and players like us need bourses to source the right kind of suppliers. It'll help us to grow and organize ourselves in a better way by opening up newer markets for us. We will have better access to good suppliers." Again, supply and demand in the jewelry trade. You know, there are lots of people that understand that these little stones called diamonds and all of the various and sundry other gemstones and all of the birthstones and all of that are largely just rocks, hunks of carbon. Some people have learned how to craft them into very beautiful ornamentations, and if beauty floats your boat, well, there you go. But they're also a store of value, and so some people buy precious stones like that, well cut, crafted by experts of different kinds of clarity and grade, and they could care less for wearing it around their neck, but they keep them locked up in lock boxes along with their gold and their silver and their platinum and their palladium. So some people do collect stones as well. Anyway, I think it's the raccoon syndrome in people, or maybe it's just a reflection of the raven in us all. Like to gather up all of this shiny little stuff. But it is a storehouse of wealth, and at a time like today, when dollar-denominated assets aren't worth the powder to... Well, I can't say that. But when people are moving away from paper assets and fiat Federal Reserve notes and things like that, these other things need to be in our radar screen. Continuing along, it says, further, to promote the exports of gem and jewelry products, the value limits of personal carriage or carriage have been increased from U.S. $2 million to U.S. $5 million. Personal carriage. In other words, you can be carrying $2 million worth of stones or $5 million worth of stones in overseas to overseas exhibitions. The limit in case of personal carriage as samples for export promotion tours has been increased from $0.1 million to U.S. $1 million. Now, you know, we had the civil asset forfeiture and seizure laws passed under Jorge Bush's administration, where if you were traveling from Missouri to Oklahoma to buy a new draft horse and you happen to have been pulled over alongside the road for having a taillight off on your horse trailer, you could conceivably have your truck, your horse trailer, and anything and everything in the car confiscated if you were found carrying more than $10,000 U.S. And, of course, if you didn't know the horse dealer, if you were going to an auction and they wouldn't accept an out-of-state check, pretty well forced to carry some cash along with you. All that was changed around there by the civil asset forfeiture and seizure laws in the U.S. But now some people can go around with $1 million worth of diamonds and gold and other things in their briefcase if they have a India passport. Something to think about. Let's go to a little slightly different article. This, again, is off of Commodity News Online or CommodityOnline.com. And this is from about in regards to China. And this was written by Manasseh Gokhale, G-O-K-H-A-L-E, Gokhale, maybe. The Chinese are right behind India in gold consumption as their gold mining and import activities are going full throttle. Now, I put a little tete-a-tete there during our broadcast yesterday with Vicky. But when you're in the process of understanding inflation, we need to understand this well, that whatever the medium of exchange is, if all of a sudden you flood the marketplace with more of those mediums of exchange, whether they're Federal Reserve notes or puka shells or sand grains or whatever it is you trade with, if you all of a sudden dump more of them on the market, then obviously, the value of all of those other units in market circulation will go down. And so here what we're seeing is that the Chinese and India are, as far as their gold mining is concerned and their import activities, they're going full throttle. You might remember after Cristobal Colom got control of his fear of falling off the edge of the earth and was able to follow his brother's instructions and just sail across the ocean, they discovered untold amounts of riches, free from the plunder and taking, right here in Central and South America, on this continent. And when they did that, carrying back shipload after shipload after shipload of gold and silver and precious stones and slaves, probably, spices and other things, mangoes and bananas. Carrying all of that gold over there, they dumped it on the market and caused one hellacious depression as a result. Went through the inflation cycle and everybody went into economic woe. So we need to be paying attention when we hear words like China and India, as far as their gold mining and their import activities are concerned, they're going full throttle. China has recently tied up with several international miners to extract its huge gold reserves. Huge gold reserves. To extract, exploiting their gold reserves. Pay attention. We'll be right back after this.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light Water System. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three full Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directx21.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, we have returned. And again, the gold price today, $950.90 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, is impacted by demand. And so if we add more gold to the marketplace, or if we extract gold from the marketplace, then supply and demand, if all things were equal, would obviously affect the price of gold and silver. So let's continue with this article and understand that there are other players in the marketplace. Altogether too often, we Americans have this same ignorant, arrogant attitude where we exclude in out of our mind all of the rest of what's going on with the global strategies, all of our trading partners, all the rest of the people on the planet. Again, China has recently tied up with several international miners to extract its huge gold reserves. Continuing, China may overtake India as the top world's gold consumer or the world's top gold consumer this year. Not next year, not 2 years from now, not 4 years. China may, according to this article off of Commodity Online today, may overtake India as the world's top gold consumer this year. Let's see. This is, it's September, October, November, December, in the last quarter of 2009. China's strategy is to continue to grow its portfolio of quality assets and capitalize on its leading position in China's growing gold industry. India and India's demand has drastically fallen, and this author writes, thanks to the high prices. Well, yes, Dorothy, the high prices are part of it, but we've also had droughts and monsoons and typhoons and all that other various stuff. Genetically modified seed crops, you know, people slicing their wrists in the field, sharpening up that hoe for a new purpose. The sensitive Indian consumer has absolutely refused to buy in these high prices. You can't blame them on that if they haven't got any money in their pocket and they're trying to figure out what kind of grain to eat next. You know, they don't go for the steak over there. Not too big on pork either, probably. But anyway, the sensitive Indian consumer has absolutely refused to buy in these high prices. Much the same way we've refused to buy $4 and $5 gasoline. They had to go back the other direction because the people of the United States of America were not willing to underwrite the Borsches and the cartels, OPEC, etc., with their high prices of oil. And imports, again, back to the article, have fallen to an all-time low not seen since decades, the author writes, rather clumsily. So anyway, there's all that to be looking at. Much happening in the East in regards to precious metals and stones. Here's a little stone to stone us on. Regulating derivatives is accepted after Chrysler crisis, Gensler says. Now, yesterday we talked all about this Peter Orszag. Here's another name for you. Gensler. Doesn't sound particularly Italian to me. Anyway, by Tina Seely and Don Kopecky off Bloomberg today. Today's news, new news. A consensus. Do you like the way they use that word so freely these days? Consensus meetings, Delphi techniques, and all of that. A consensus has emerged in Washington on the need to regulate the derivatives market. We'd hope to say so, Dorothy. A reversal of the political climate in which restrictions were rejected in 2000. Wasn't that when Jorge Bush took office? Commodity Futures Trading Commission Chairman Gary Gensler said, you can find this article up on Bloomberg this morning. Here's a quote from Gary. We should have banged the table harder and pushed harder, close quote, for regulation then, said Gensler, who worked at the Treasury Department during the Clinton administration. The subsequent financial crisis has led to wide political support for regulations, Gensler said in an interview. So, this derivative bubble began under Clinton, carried all the way through Bush, and now we're back into it again and feeling the consequences under Barry the Usurper. You still think there are political parties driving this whole thing? We're going to talk about political parties in a moment. The financial industry recognizes, quote, that there's a consensus in Washington, both in the administration and on Capitol Hill, that we have to bring the full over-the-counter derivatives market under regulation, close quote, Gensler said. That market had swelled to $592 trillion from $95 trillion in 2000, according to industry data. Gensler, 51 years old, said there was little support in Congress to enact regulatory changes in 2000 when a law was passed exempting most derivatives from regulation. Gensler worked at Treasury from 97 until 2001 when President Bill Clinton left office. Quote, those of us who were involved at the time, looking back, there's no doubt that all of us should have done more to protect the American public. Should have done more, Gary? Those of us who were involved? Is there an indictment in the wings? Do we have a county sheriff standing out in the hall waiting to snap the bracelets on this fellow? I don't know. I doubt it. Again, those of us who were involved at the time, looking back, there's no doubt that all of us should have done more to protect the American public, knowing what we know now. Oh, so I guess it's a crystal ball theory. Gensler said, quote, there was no regulatory structure at the time, nor was there support in political Washington to do that, close quote. No doubt, no support in Washington. Opaque financial products, including some derivatives, have contributed to almost $1.6 trillion in write-downs and losses at the world's biggest banks, brokers, and insurers since the start of 2007, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. AIG is Exhibit A, the article continues. Among the fallen companies are Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc., we've all heard about them, the investment bank that filed for bankruptcy, and the insurer American International Group, Inc., the CIA's favorite insurance company, which has been surviving on government loans. Your money and mine. Here's another quote. All of us in this room put money into AIG. We're all taxpayers. And $173 billion went into a very ineffectively regulated insurance company, close quote. Gensler said, quote, it had no effective federal regulation. If that's not Exhibit A on why we have to cover this marketplace, I don't know what is. Yes, that would be Exhibit A, Gary. Gensler, who spent 18 years working at Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., before joining the Treasury. Have you noticed this, folks? It's kind of a repeating phenomena. It's like Goldman Sachs is the breeding ground for all things financially political, or all politically financial things, or all political economists. The revolving door between Goldman Sachs and our government and the Fed. Anyway, he spent 18 years there before he became the CFTC chairman in May after being nominated by the usurper. The chairman, again Gensler, was asked why he sent a letter to lawmakers on August 17th to seeking to strengthen some of the administrative derivatives proposals. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner told regulatory chiefs in July to stop campaigning for changes in the usurper's revamp of financial industry rules, a person familiar with the matter said. Boy, write that one down on your browser. It's like a mantra. Experts said. Experts say. You know, that was a political agenda that came out of the last half of the 1800s to transition our minds away from science, really, and just rely upon experts. Experts say, expert witnesses, expert testimony. Rarely are the experts mentioned. That's why we have climate change and global warming. The proposed legislation crafted by the administration is, quote, strong and comprehensive. I'd like to see that proposed legislation. Maybe I'll take time over the weekend and read it. Proposed enhancements. His agency, again, administrations, agencies, quote, sent additional comments where we thought they would be appropriate for enhancements, he said. As an independent regulator, we, that would be the CFTC, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, an independent regulator, about as independent as the other half of a Siamese twin. As an independent regulator, we are asked by Congress specifically to share assistance, whether it's technical assistance or assistance, there should be enhancements. Well, more to that after this break. Stay with us. More to come.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher. but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we have returned for the end of the last segment of today's first hour of our two-hour broadcast. Back again to this Bloomberg article. But before we go back into that, talking about derivatives and regulating derivatives, recalls my mind a caller, a frequent caller, Brian from New York. Boy, Brian, if you're still alive and you're out there and anybody knows you, I'd sure like to talk to you. I'd love to bring you on as a guest. Maybe even as a repeating guest, and to pick your mind to find out just what it was that you know years and years ago as a frequent caller on international shortwave radio to so many different hosts' broadcasts, ringing the bell and warning people to look at derivatives, trying to explain what derivatives were all about. No one wanted to listen to him, really, at that time. He was talking numbers that no one could wrap their mind around. He was talking about hundreds of billions and perhaps trillions of derivatives floating out there in the market. And then one day, we didn't hear from Brian from New York any longer. I hope all's well with you, Brian. You were sounding the bell and standing on the wall at a time when we needed to hear some truth and no one was ready to listen. But now we see what he was talking about, and I just really do wish Brian from New York would call into this broadcast so that we could pick up where we left off years ago. The administration, back to the article, is seeking to impose higher capital and margin requirements, move most derivatives to regulated exchanges and clearinghouses, and impose supervision over all dealers. Here's a quote. It's interesting how aggressive the Commodity Futures Trading Commission is being in asserting its views outside the administration, close quote, said Craig Pierron, a finance professor at the University of Houston, in an interview yesterday, quote, it's sort of out of character for the FC or CFTC of the past. Out of character. Yes, I can imagine it would be, Craig. You see, Bernie Madoff gets 150 years and all of his investors get the shaft. And all of these clones from Goldman Sachs take trillions and trillions and trillions in the derivatives Ponzi scheme, and then, just to make sure that nobody else gets to follow their lead and to make that kind for themselves, then they'll come in and regulate hell out of it and close the window for others. It's like having a monopoly on snake oil, if your name is Rockefeller. Continuing, derivatives are financial contracts that can be used to hedge against changes in stocks, bonds, pay attention now, currencies, commodities, interest rates, and weather. And weather? Curious. Climate change? Well, that's enough of that. You can read the rest of the article for yourself. It's up on Bloomberg. Let's go into a little bit of Frankenforest, also a Bloomberg article up there today. International paper treads Monsanto's path towards Frankenforest. Frankenforest, my friends. Go back and listen to the broadcast last week where we talked about the United Nations Agenda 21 forest process, and we heard all of the various stories coming out of the news as we emulate Stalin and Lenin and their reforestation programs and afforestation programs and so on and so forth, and then dial this one into the matrix. Article by Jack Klasky, today's news off Bloomberg, international paper, the world's largest pulp and paper maker plans to remake commercial forests in the same way Monsanto Company revolutionized farms with genetically modified crops. Oh boy. International Papers, ArborGen joint venture with Mead West Vaco Corp and New Zealand's Rubicon, cross the Rubicon when you let those trees out, my friends. There's no way to recall genetically modified seeds. Rubicon Limited is seeking permission from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to sell the first genetically engineered forest trees outside of China. I guess they were able to talk the Chinese into creating these genetically modified forests. The Australian eucalyptus trees are designed to survive freezes in the U.S. South. Plantations of engineered trees would give International Paper a competitive advantage. Always that money. Money. Free money. It would give International Paper a competitive advantage by providing a reliable source of lower-cost wood at a time when timberlands are dwindling because of development, said David Liebetru. It's not Goldstein, but it looks like a Goldstein type of a name. Liebetru, not Lieberman, but Liebetru. I guess that's a French Jew. The Memphis, Tennessee-based company's vice president of global sourcing. Opponents are concerned that alien genes may contaminate natural forests, echoing objections to modified crops that Monsanto still faces. Genetically modified trees. Quote, there is a potential to explode once they get these trees approved. What? Are the trees going to explode or what? Or their bottom line? Said David Knott, who manages $1.3 billion as a chief executive officer of Dorset Management in Syosset, New York. He said he increased his stake in Rubicon to 70.5 million shares this year to bet on ArborGen because it has a customer base of large landowners and little competition. This, he says, could take off faster than Monsanto. Now, they're talking about pulp trees here largely for making paper. If you want to have a lot of paper per acre, a lot of pulp per acre, perhaps they need to contact Tom James. Maybe they need to think about hemp instead of Frankenforest. No one's talking about that. Monsanto's genetics, which were first sold in herbicide-tolerant soybeans in 1996, and boy, what a firestorm that has caused across the United States. Have you noticed that every product that you buy at the grocery has some kinds of soy derivatives in it? Even your tuna fish is packed in a vegetable soup with a soy broth. You can't get away from this genetically modified soy, people, unless you pay the big bucks to the small producers and get some of the only remaining non-genetically modified soybeans around. I know a grower, if you're interested. But again, Monsanto's genetics, which were first sold in herbicide-tolerant soybeans in 1996 and insect-resistant corn the following year, that would be 97, were used in 88% of the world's 309 million acres of biotech plantings last year. Monsanto's sales of seeds and genetics quadrupled since 2002 to $6.4 billion last year. ArborGen sales? ArborGen may boost yearly sales to $500 million in 2017 from $25 million by following Monsanto's blueprint for commercializing engineered plants, said Stephen Walker, head of asset management of New Zealand-based Goldman Sachs JB Were Limited, which owns Rubicon shares and holds no stock at all in International Paper or Mead West Vaco. The partners eventually might sell shares of ArborGen to the public, might eventually, International Paper's Liebe True said. The USDA's Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service may approve sales of freeze-tolerant eucalyptus trees by late 2010. About a year from now, we've got our work cut out for us. Time to raise holy heck on that one. ArborGen Chief Executive Officer Barbara Wells said the company also is developing trees that are easier to pulp and that grow twice as fast, said Wells, a former Monsanto executive who has a doctorate in agronomy. Increasing risk, it goes on and on, tree plantations, on and on, lengthy article, faster growing trees, expanding testing. There's a lot to this article. Take the time, perhaps, today if you can. I don't have my website up at this time, or we could post an article like this, but perhaps someone else will post it. Again, right off of Bloomberg, front page, International Paper, treads Monsanto's path to Frankenforest. There's a lot in all of that, you know. Is this something we really want to do? Do we want to continue to genetically modify and pretend like we're little g gods on the planet? Can we afford to have this sort of gene loose and rampant inside of the forests of the world? You know the way the Monsanto looks at things. If their seeds get into your field, if their pollen gets into your field, they'll sue you, take your field away. What are they going to do? Ask for the forests of the world? We'll be back right after this break and start hour number two. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed, and in fact, my name is William Roberts, and my name will be William Roberts even after the Labor Day, Holy Day, holiday, the Merchant Man's Holy Days weekend. Always got the good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. We're going to continue with the news for a bit more, then we're going to advance into a segment or two on solutions. But this out of the Missouri, Rural Missouri magazine, it's a tabloid-sized periodical that they sent out monthly to all the people that have electrical connections here in rural southwest Missouri, part of the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives of Missouri, and there's a network of rural co-op electrical producers all across America. Some of the things that we are up against here as the electrical co-ops use the tour of Missouri to push energy efficiency, and so many of these various and sundry articles are all about conserving energy, you know, cleaner generation on the horizon. A very lengthy article this month by Megan McCoy talks about co-ops emerging as leaders in addressing climate change and energy concerns. This particular publication by these co-ops is as much advancing climate change as they rail against it. And I guess it was Shakespeare that said, "Methinketh you protest too much." Electrical cooperatives stand to have a considerable influx of new money, free money, if this climate change legislation passes. This very publication has been talking about electric consumers maybe might see their electric bills doubling or tripling. I can tell you, if you run a air conditioner in the summertime in Missouri in a smaller home, you can see $100 a month electric bills, piece of cake. Heat with electricity in the wintertime, you might see $300 or more. Think about that, folks, doubling, tripling your electric bills. Some people live on less money than that a month. It's like you have to make a choice between keeping the lights on and food or gasoline. It's kind of like house arrest, constantly diminishing your purchasing power. It's another form of taxation, that's for sure. It's another indicator of the decay and decline of our economic situation. But here, cleaner generation is on the horizon, a lengthy article, capturing carbon, they talk about that. Cleaning coal, renewable energy, energy efficiency, the future of cleaner generation. That would be cleaner and electrical generation. I'll come back to that article in a moment. Here's another one. Half-page article, horizontal, vertical half-page. It says, fight for fair, affordable policy. Climate change legislation clears House and moves to the Senate. Everyone should be aware of that. Of course, they didn't give you the number there, H.R. 2454. The Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, that was the piece of legislation that cleared the House, moving to the Senate. We need to follow this legislation and stay on top of our senators here in Missouri. That would be Kit Bond and Claire McCaskill. Let them know they might as well move to Venezuela if they pass this legislation in any format. But here's the way the article reads, climate change legislation is moving forward in Congress, and your electric cooperative, along with all other electric cooperatives across this nation, find itself in the national spotlight. During the spring and early summer, congressional energy policy debate focused on a cap-and-trade system to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. We'll pick up the rest of this dialectic on the other side. Stay with us. Back in three.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetables can could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back on our Friday, August the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Well, a good thing I looked at my calendar over the break, and I realized that, no, indeed, I misspoke. Labor Day will be on September the 7th. For whatever reason, I thought it was the September the 1st, but it's not. Apparently, it's September the 7th. At least that's what it says on my calendar. So we'll have to wait until next weekend to get that three-day weekend. Anyway, back to this article. We're looking at climate change, again, out of the Barry Electric Cooperative's publication here put out by the Touchstone Energy Group. I should say first that we have, I believe, what is the circulation on this little Hummer? Here we go. Circulation of this issue is 544,661. Certainly more listeners than we have logged onto the computer today listening to Become Vocal Local. Not to say that we couldn't reach that number in the future if everyone would do their part and chip in. Get this word out, let other people know about it. We need to certainly get our voices heard to a wider audience, but 544,000 people this week have received this document, this pamphlet, this tabloid-sized newspaper, and in it, this fight for fair, affordable policy, this climate change legislation clears the House and moves to the Senate article, climate change legislation, right off the bat, now this is the second time you've seen it in this article, is moving forward in Congress, and your electric cooperative, along with other electrical cooperatives across the nation, find themselves in the national spotlight. Lobbyists, lobby groups. During the spring and early summer, congressional energy policy debate focused on a cap-and-trade system to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. And, of course, you know, from the coverage that we've given of H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, that piece of legislation has to do with far more than reducing carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. But they're not letting their readers and cooperative electrical consumers know that in this article. Your co-op and others across the country need your help to minimize these costs to you. Right now, your participation in the Our Energy, Our Futures, trademarked grassroots campaign is critical. Grassroots campaign is critical. Electric co-op stepped up early in the debate to fight for fairness and affordability as this legislation was considered in the U.S. House of Representatives. What were they fighting for? Fairness and affordability as this legislation was considered in the U.S. House of Representatives. Go back to my Become Vocal Local spot, the local, vocal local creed, if you will. I'll just give it to you one more time, at least a part of it. A truly informed, bold, vocal local people understand that it is far easier to block globalism by whatever name it be hidden as it seeks to gain a foothold locally than it is to excise once it has become lodged in an unsuspecting host, metastasizing thence within the very body politic. We need to just say no and become vocal local. We don't need to have a co-op co-opting the people, these 544,000 people, co-opting them by going in and negotiating at the table for fairness and affordability in this legislation. There is no fairness and affordability in this legislation. Wrong argument. Dialectic. It continues and it says, backed by more than 375,000 consumers taking part in the Our Energy, Our Future campaign, electric co-ops had a major impact, securing more than $3 billion in rate relief from initial U.S. House proposals. Well, that's admirable. But again, it's a special interest lobby, isn't it? We can accept this draconian legislation if you'll give us shekels, if you'll give us relief, give us a special pass. You might as well get on your knees and crawl before the Pope and beg for an indulgence. Spineless. Misdirected. It's like this H.R. 1 that was passed right off the bat, first piece of legislation off the usurper's pen, that imposed a $24.78 tax increase on 1 pound of rolling tobacco all across America, impacting those people least able to afford that kind of a draconian tax. A very small minority of the population, even of that population who do smoke tobacco products. Can you imagine a $24.78 point blank tax on a loaf of bread? A good loaf of bread was not much less than a pound of rolling tobacco, two loaves of bread, you get it, same price. $24.78 tax. in one shot? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that revolutions are made out of, my friends, and not a peep. Why? Because it was imposed against a minority group, a small number of consumers, reasonably. And not a word. Not a word. Again, wrong arguments. Continuing, he says, but that victory marks just the first inning in a long ball game. The debate has now moved to the U.S. Senate, where another version of the bill is being drafted. So I didn't worry too much about going through and memorizing everything in this H.R. 2454, because until a final version emerges at the Senate, we really won't know what the argument is. But it continues, he says, we must urge the members of Senate to keep climate change legislation, one, fair. Climate change legislation needs to recognize regional differences in how electricity is produced. Excuse me, sir. Climate change legislation needs first to recognize whether there is or in not man-made climate change. Is climate change even the discussion? Or is it just a smokescreen? Number two, it needs to be affordable. Any climate change plan must keep electricity affordable for all Americans. Again, wrong argument. And number three, achievable. Climate change legislation must be realistic to ensure long-term success. Until you can prove to me that climate change is a man-made phenomena, it can never be realistic. $375,000 consumers taking part in this Our Energy, Our Future campaign. Electric co-ops all across the rural America. And their leaders are selling them out. Just as sure as shingles on the roof. It continues and says, it's time we all step up to the plate and make a stand for climate change legislation that protects the interests of the consumers. Not so, sir. Be back right after this break. Your calls are welcome.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Burt
Durkee Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Durkee Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Durkee Light water systems. Order the Durkee Light system today and we'll include two black Durkee elements and three full Durkee water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Durkee water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Durkee guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Durkee guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
And we have returned once again, and of course our call-in number remains and always is the same throughout every broadcast. It's internationally from around America and around the world at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome, and in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance access, you can call in at 512-904-8014, and I'll bring you right up on air. Back again to this article out of the Barry Electric Cooperative's dialogue for the month, if you will. Again, it says, it is time we all step up to the plate and make a stand for climate change legislation that, in other words, they want it, that protects the interests of the consumers. Your senators, as well as members of the House, need to hear from you, their voting constituents. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. For direction, used to call it instructions. Of course, that was taken all away, as well as the idea of the voters being constituents, as well as the clouding or the obfuscation of the term representative, but that's the whole purpose of this broadcast, right? Getting your voice heard in Washington is easy through the Our Energy, Our Future campaign. Visit www.ourenergy.coop to send a message to your elected officials about the need for fair, affordable, and achievable climate change legislation. See, the wrong argument. It's the dialectic. When you contact your senator and you say, we need fair, affordable, and achievable climate change legislation, don't be surprised if they give you what you asked for. Choices have consequences. What we need to say is no to H.R. 2454 and all of its harlot daughters. And it continues and closes this particular article. We must ensure that when they vote on a bill, it's done with America's best interest in mind. And I say, we must make sure that they do not vote on this bill, that it dies in committee, and we don't bring it up again, and the next person that starts talking about man-made global warming get whopped upside the head with a licking stick. Ridiculous. Ludicrous. Absurd in a time where the internet is out there for 60% of the people in America, probably 60% of the people in Missouri for sure, maybe even a greater percentage of that in America, where you can go up and do the research for yourself. And if your senators or your congressmen and their aides have not done so, then we need to remember that in 2010 and send them back to the farm. Replace them with thinking individuals who haven't sold themselves out to the cooperative lobbies and all of the various and sundry other interests, like little birds on the fence wire, going, feed me, spare me, I want an indulgence, I'm special. Back to this other article in here, kind of running out of time, I had a lot more in my mind, but this has taken a little longer than I thought it would. Cleaner generation on the horizon. Co-ops emerge as leaders in addressing climate change and energy concerns. Leaders in addressing climate change and energy concerns. Well, yeah, you betcha. They got the meters ready to go. But it starts out with the truth, this article by Megan McCoy. Open a can of soda and you can hear it. The refreshing fizz. It's the sound of carbonization and the basis for one of several technologies, carbon capture and storage. The electric cooperatives are developing in a quest for a cleaner energy future. That's right. You see, you can actually sell carbon dioxide. You can sell the fizz, the sizzle. But then there's goes on, and they've introduced the topic here, and they have a subsection here under capturing carbon. That's called sequestering in the legislation. Sequestering it. Capturing and storing carbon dioxide may seem like science fiction, but it's been done since the 1800s, and yes, that's true. Even in my own encyclopedia research, I found plenty of evidence of that. It's a commodity. It's something you can sell. It's not something to fear, something to understand, to use. Since the gas can be stored in solids or liquids, researchers are testing the technology to remove carbon dioxide gas released during power generation, compress it, and then pump it deep underground. What kind of idiocy is that? The catch, they say? Adding this technology makes electricity more expensive. That's the catch, all right. And to get a better handle on the cost and technical aspects of adding carbon capture to existing coal plants, Basin Electric Power Cooperative, a Bismarck, North Dakota-based generation and transmission co-op, G&T, supplying wholesale power to 125 distribution co-ops in 9 states, is conducting a carbon capture demonstration project on a portion of its Antelope Valley Station power plant near Beulah, North Dakota. The move marks the first attempt by a U.S. utility to retrofit a coal-fired power plant with this capability. About 1 million tons of carbon dioxide will be captured annually starting in 2012. 1 million tons of carbon dioxide captured annually. Here's a quote. We believe we can protect the climate and maintain a strong economy. Yeah, you betcha. Watch as your utility bills double, triple, and quadruple. But it's not just your local home residential, if you want to say that, your domicile's electric bill. Everything in the marketplace will increase in value by those same proportions, because everything is dependent upon energy to convert natural resources into usable things. Oh, yeah. You watch as all the people on their shrinking Social Security pensions that didn't get a COLA adjustment this year, all of the people on military retirement, and all of the people out there who have set aside certain monies throughout their whole lifetime to tide them over in their golden years. Watch as their ability to interact in the marketplace is diminished and diminished and diminished, and they find themselves under house arrest in their homes, not even able to afford automobiles and transportation locally, forced to use the Oats bus or some other senior citizens transportation network, encouraged to move away from their single family homes and into stack 'em and pack 'em housing units, where some board or agency will decide whether they're yet fit to live. Continuing here, General Manager Ron Harper says, quote, but it requires a balanced approach in which consumers continue to conserve, the industry continues to invest in and apply new technologies, and the government supplies advancements, a payola, while avoiding crippling and economically devastating timelines. Well, there's truth in all of that. Then it goes on to cleaning coal, renewing energy, and so on. There are things that we can do, and there are things that we should be doing. And as we move closer to this election cycle in 2010, where so very, very many House of Representatives in your state house and your state senators and your U.S. senators and your U.S. congressmen, so very, very many are up for re-election in 2010. as we get closer to that, we need to start thinking politically again. We had a little hiatus here between the Ron Paul revolution and today. But there are things, hopefully, you have been already working towards, and things that many have, and I know that because I follow it on the internet. But if we can wrap our minds around how this political process is structured, then maybe we can see places where we can be most effective. I can assure you that if you turn your back on government and say, oh, well, that never has worked. We need to do something else. Government's going to continue with or without your participation. We'll be right back after this break and go into a little bit of local party politics. Becoming vocal, local.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, it's unfortunate that for the past year that I've been on air, I haven't been on the same network continuously. Started out on RBN, went over to Revolution Broadcasting, and then moved over here to Oracle. If I had been on the same network this entire time, then you'd be able to go all the way back to day one, over a year ago when I first started onto these broadcasts. And then you'd be able to pick up the thread. Now, I've had to repeat myself over and over again as I moved from broadcasting network to each network, trying to reach different audiences, but at the same time having to repeat myself on certain very key and fundamental issues. So do definitely take advantage of the archives while they exist here on Revolution Broadcasting. They're no longer up on RBN. But this is very important information, information that you don't get anywhere else. Although more people are now talking about it, not all of them are knowledgeable about it, but many do talk about it. And it's an embarrassment to me that it took me so long in my life, especially having been prior politically active, to actually come to this understanding, a very basic, simple understanding. And we live in this pluralistic society made up of all of these various and sundry groups. Here we've been talking about this rural electric co-ops, and there are 544,000 of these pamphlets that they send out on a monthly basis, their circulation, their base, and their influence on legislation. We could talk about the Sierra Club or the World Wildlife Fund or any of these, you know, PETA and any of the bugs and bunny groups. You can talk about any of the labor organizations, the auto workers, so on and so forth, steel workers, iron workers, carpenters, etc. This pluralistic society, pluralism was not an accident. It was by design. The establishment of the two-party political system was not an accident. It was by design. Carol Quigley hit it really good when he says it provides the illusion, paraphrasing, provides the illusion that there's some kind of a choice, that every 2 or 4 years you can vote the rascals out. But there's a process, and it exists. All of these, in this pluralistic society, all of this multitude of groups, and my God, there's billions of them, it seems. Every day I hear about some new group starting. Victims and symptoms and symptoms and victims. More and more groups starting. All the time. Join me. Send in your money. After a while studying it, I mean, how could anyone afford to join all these groups and support all of these worthwhile causes? A house divided cannot stand. A nation divided against itself will surely fall. The master blasters of the universe are very, very well aware of those Bible verses. And they use them against us, and they use them effectively. But let us understand in this established two-party political system, which in my opinion is the only correct way to express what kind of a government we've got in this country, is enshrined in law, statutes, election laws for your state, wherever you are out there, all across America, around the world. You check it out, your election laws. There are corporations called political parties. And the corporations have bylaws. And the corporate bylaws define who can and cannot be members. Not you, the voter, and a member of the party until you get inside the party. So how do you become a party leader? You do that right where you are. I'll just, in a thumbnail sketch, run down through the tier, if you will. First of all, you have your precinct, your local voting precinct. And in that local voting precinct, if you just take out your voter's registration card, and if you haven't gotten one, if you're not a registered voter, then you've just elected to be subject to whatever somebody else's diktat might be. There are things you can do if from a religious or a philosophical or a moral or an ethical basis you decide not to register yourself as a voter. That's fine. But there are things you can do to support those that have bitten that nasty bullet. But in your local voting precinct, if you take out your voting registration card, you'll see that it names a voting precinct. All right, that's your precinct. A precinct is like a parish. A precinct is like that's the best way to look at it, is a parish, all right? I've been hearing all of this stuff from Daryl Eberhardt, going back to the Catholicism of old. Even the Protestants set themselves up along similar lines. So you have the very smallest group, the very smallest geographic subdivision, political subdivision. It's a local voting precinct. Now, it might be called a township or a ward where you're at. But that's the most important place of all where you can be effective. So you look on your voter's registration card and get the name. And then you can refer to the county clerk's office or your local election authority, and you could request a Xerox copy of a map that shows you clearly delineated the boundaries of your local voting precinct. And if, while you're there, go ahead and ask for a map of the county that you live in that shows all of the boundaries of all of the precincts in your county. And both of those maps are readily available. It gives you an idea of what the fundamental basic building block is of your entire county political system in both of the established two-party political system parties, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Of course, there's the Libertarians and the Greens and the Bugs and the Bunnies, and it just goes on. But realistically, the number of people that vote for them don't really turn elections, and so unless you just want to have a soapbox or something, if we're going to make a change in the time allowable to make changes, we better focus our attention where they're going to do some good. So, precincts again. The voting precinct for both of the established two-party political system, the Republicans and the Democrats, then it works for the Libertarians and the Greens, by law, under statute. And you want to get a copy of the election laws, and you want to download a copy of the bylaws for your political parties, both of them, and study it through once or twice, become familiar with how the system works. But each voting precinct has a boy and a girl. It's the old Noah's Ark principle. They came two by two, male and female. It's all boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. We can thank the Lord and Lady Amberley for that, and the Fabian Socialists, but we got it, universal suffrage. So each of the parties are represented in the each of the local voting precincts by a county committee man and a county committee woman, and they're elected in your local voting precinct on the ballot that is prepared for your voting precinct. That's the only place that election is held. And you or someone that you know, a husband and wife team would be ideal, can conceivably declare your candidacy, and you'll need to find out what the deadline is, and then run or campaign, run and win and become your local voting precinct's county committee man and county committee woman for either or both. And it would take two couples to do it, but become the representative, if you will, for your local voting precinct for the Republican and the Democratic parties. Now, it is out of that field of county committee men and county committee women, which then go on to make up the entire county committee for each party. You can see how important this is. If you have 14 voting precincts, for instance, in a small rural county, and you are able, in 8 or 9 of those voting precincts, to elect a husband and a wife as county committee men or county committee women, you then now immediately hold a majority position on the Republican and or Democratic or both parties' county committees. You have just won the battle. Oh, it's going to be a lot more work after that. But it's no longer a they. Oh, they're doing this to us. They are doing this to us. It's all them. No, no, no. Go look in the mirror. It's you. It's you. It's me. And so this is the beginning. And then in your towns, do the same thing. Look at all of the various and sundry office holders. These are the places we need to go first. We need to get these done. We need to get them in 2010. Right here in my own little town, to my own shame, there were only like 7 or 8 people that voted for the mayor of this little town. Only 7 or 8. Gone into the voting polls with 10 friends, I would have won, come out the mayor. It's not that difficult. And then again, you have wards and aldermen. Same thing. Who controls your town? The people who stood up to the plate. Well, what are you complaining about? You didn't stand up to the plate. Well, there you go. We'll be back on the other side to continue this discussion. Be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification element purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethane. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 3 sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
And we've returned once again. So, you know, I mean, we could go on endlessly with this. So the damn Jews, they own the whole media, you know. But the Zionists, you know. It's all those damn Catholics, you know, the Jesuits. You know, all those damn Irish people, Tammany Hall, the Cosa Nostra, the Casa Nostra. And it's them damn Czechoslovakians, you know, they came in Poles. It's them damn blockhead Swedes. And keep pointing the finger all round the place. But how can we blame other people when they saw an opening and they took it? If I show the opening to you, will you take it? There is an opportunity to make a difference rapidly and locally. And again, it starts right at your local voting precinct. That's not to say that every one of these precincts are going to be open for election, because the established two-party political system understand how vulnerable they are at this point. That's why you weren't aware of it until I brought it to your attention. Well over a year ago, started bringing it out into common parlance in 2007 during the Ron Paul campaign. It was only after that that they remembered the precinct leaders. There are others that have spoken on this, but not so many that have spoken often and repeatedly. But it's something that you need to understand. And so I'll share it a little bit quickly again today. The parties protect this spot. It's the weak spot. It's the Achilles heel. But as we Lilliputians find ourselves up against this towering gargantuan named Gulliver, if you want to knock Gulliver down and you're a Lilliputian, you don't throw pebbles at his forehead unless you happen to have the hand of God behind your pebble like David had when he cast a stone out of his sling, giving that little pebble atomic power almost, I guess, according to the Bible writers. No, what we can do is get very busy at the ankle level. Saw them off at their ankles, and then you can push a giant over with a feather. And so we focus our attention at the precinct level, because it is from the precinct level that all politics rises. That's right. Barry the Usurper is a community organizer working in his county, and most likely was a precinct committee man for, and his wife most likely was committee woman for, his voting precinct in Chicagoland. Almost all the time, very few exceptions. Certainly your House of Representatives, your state House of Representatives, your state senators, your county sheriffs and all of that, your county commissioners, you dig in and look, you'll find them right. They're almost always the county committee man and county committee woman for their local voting precinct. That's where it all starts. How do you get to be elected in politics? Well, first of all, you have to be invited. Guess who does the inviting? The county committees. Wouldn't you like to be part of the invitation committee? And invite someone that you know, like, I don't know, a Peter Schiff or somebody that you know understands things well enough to be able to go into politics. Maybe somebody that's not easily bought off. Maybe somebody that you know that has actually gone round and about and taught people about the Constitution and shared all of this various truth with others. What would happen if we just changed the entire makeup of our political system in the next 2 to 4 years, in 2010, 2012, and then went to work correcting all of these ills instead of just continuing the mayhem? And it works the same in towns, it works in cities. The second thing you have to do, besides being invited, you then have to be endorsed. Very, very few people who are not endorsed by a political party ever succeed in an election. That was why Ron Paul didn't win. He wasn't invited to run for president. He wasn't endorsed by the party. He was shunned. He was an outcast. And then third, the party runs and wins. They finance, they run, and they win through their phenomenal network of precinct committee men and committee women, the candidates. They keep lists of all of the known contributors to the parties in their precincts where they have signed positions. They know certain people that they've wined and dined and invited to barbecues that will always allow a 4x8 sign right on a prominent intersection because the person that allows it owns it and is a member of the party. See, we don't even begin to think in this world. We react. And until we become proactive as opposed to reactive, we will always be on the hind teat begging for more. More freedom, more liberty, a more voice, etc. More rights, rights, rights. Soon you Americans are going to know what it is like to have no rights any longer in this next generation for your apathy. And then there is all of the appointed boards and commissions, your school boards and your water boards and all of the rest of the boards and councils in your counties and in your towns. Guess who does the appointing? And guess who oftentimes sits on those boards? Why, the county committee men and county committee women. You talk about inbreeding, I'm telling you. Once you start making a list of who all of the power players are in your area, you'll find that it gets to be a short list in a hurry. And if you divide it by the number of voting precincts and the number of parties, you've just about hit the number on the top of the head. Now, he's going to go into greater detail today and get into conventions and things like that and go back and visit with our man's role in changing the face of the earth and find out more about this GIS, GPS, global governance system. I'm going to have to hold that for Monday. A lot of news on the plate today. I hadn't had a chance to peg my fun meter on the news with all the guests this week. Had another guest planned for today. He's going to come on and talk about wind generation, wind power out of Hawaii, though the time differential made it almost impossible. When I contacted him after the broadcast, it was only 6:30 over there. And when he started to wrap his mind around the idea of having to be on the air live at 4 o'clock his time, which means he would have had to get up probably or stay up since midnight, he decided to agree with me that it probably wasn't a good idea, but hopefully we'll be able to get one of the other hosts in the evening to bring him on. He does have some good things to say about wind power, and I would have loved to have had him on the air. But back again, it's not just the precinct, and it's not just the county, but all of these districts are then made up of precincts and counties. So you have legislative districts that are made up of these county committees bundled, and then you have senatorial, you know, two senators for every state to go off to the U.S., but then you have your local state senator districts. You've got road districts, highway districts, transportation districts, things like that as well. And it's all a combination. It's all bundling and rebundling all of these various counties and all of these county committees. It's always the same players. It's just that they're assembled in different committees. Here in Missouri, there are 114 counties. How many counties are in your state? Do you know off the top of your head? How many voting precincts are in your state? What would you need to have in order to obtain a majority position in both parties at the state committee in your state? Do we do any homework at all these days? Anyone have a pocket calculator? Almost all of this information is available on the internet for those of you that are listening on the internet. If you're not listening on the internet, almost all of this information can be available and start the stream coming to you just by simply contacting your Secretary of State's office. In every state, the Secretary of State can send you a copy of the election laws. Your county clerk could send you a copy of your map, your voting precinct map, and the county map. A few hours of preparation, sitting down and looking at these things, contact your state Republican Party committee, contact your state's Democratic Party committee, and have them send you a copy of the bylaws you'd like to look them over. Have them send them along a copy of the platform you'd like to look that over. Maybe you've been voting Republican all of your life and you never bothered to even look into this area. Do you know what it is that you're supporting? When you send in your little appeals because they're saying, oh, Barry the Usurper's health care bill is going to kill us. And so you just bend your head over the checkbook and send in $100. Maybe you need to rethink that. Well, I can see our time for today is come and gone. We'll be back again on Monday. I'll be back on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents, $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Prime Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Prime Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Prime Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.